Join us every third Thursday of the month for Slug Localized, a monthly celebration of Utah's up-and-coming musicians. Always hosted at the Urban Lounge, with doors at 8 p.m. and music at 9 p.m., and always $5 at the door. Visit slugmag.com for more details on the lineups and dates under our daily calendar tab.
Driving like it's an emergency, too many shots of the Bombay. I don't remember how to slow down, used to give a fuck about avoiding heartbreak. My own ghost riding right next to me, don't want to die, but I'm not afraid. If that's the price I already paid, hey, hey.
Shh, you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
My body knows you, it was craving, but it's no good.
My name is Marina, or Marina Marquesa, and I just released my debut album called Orbit Pluto on the 1st of 2019, album I finished in Salt Lake City. I used mostly software and different drum machines to create the sound, so you could say it's electronic, but I am influenced by so many different genres, so I say that my music is genre fluid or non-binary, like myself. I'm cool with she, her, hers, but I feel really affirmed by they, them as well, so I usually say that I prefer they, them. I don't want to sound like cliche, but honestly, my earliest memories, like since I was born, probably music and sounds were always really fascinating to me. So like my earliest memories dancing along to like Michael Jackson music videos and like singing along to every melody I heard, like things would just catch my ear. And like I remember my mom yelling at me like up the stairs, like, stop singing. I'm singing all the fucking time. So just as a kid, I would just sing all the time. And then elementary school, junior high, high school, every opportunity there was to be in band or like play some drums and get into percussion, I was in all of that stuff. Yeah, college and past college, like I've just been playing in different bands and different genres, and I don't know, like nothing anyone could do could get me to shut up. So I was like making sounds, and through as a kid, like if I could get graded for hitting some drums really fucking hard, like yeah, I was down with that. So yeah, I just like sound. I love it. I love music. I always have loved music. I moved to Utah for the first time when I was, I think, first year of junior high. So I was pretty young, but I remember I moved to Orem, Utah, down in Utah County. I lived next to like that weird Walmart. My family was in the church, so I grew up in the church. I think we came out here for the same reason a lot of people do, especially a lot of immigrants who are in the church. I grew up in like Utah County. I moved back to Japan a few times during that time. Like 1 year of junior high, I was in Japan, 1 year of high school. And then I left Utah. Like I ran away, honestly, from like a relationship and, I mean, not just romantic, but a lot of complex relationships. I think even with the culture, I just decided, like, at the time, I can't be here anymore. This place is too toxic for me. So I left, and during that time, I lived in Florida, and then I went to Japan straight from Florida. But I don't know, for some reason I came back, and for some reason I came back to Salt Lake City specifically, so I moved here a few years ago, and I've been here ever since. So living in Japan for 6 months, I really had no idea what I was doing when I went out there. I had the opportunity because there was like some work I could do out there for a little bit, so I went and I lived by myself, and it was lonely as fuck. It's always weird going back home to Japan in a lot of ways, because even though it's my home, like, I am seen as a foreigner by most people because I don't look fully Japanese to a lot of folks. And so, like, when I speak in Japanese, like, I get, like, you know, oh, where did you learn? And I'm like, oh, actually, I'm Japanese. Like, I have to always, like, make that excuse for myself. But code switching, yeah, like, I just, like, I grew up going back and forth, so it's almost like there's just a whole other side of me that comes out when I'm living in Japan versus the United States. And I don't know, maybe being non-binary, I'm just, like, cool with being in that weird gray area. Like, I just have to switch all the time anyway, you know? When I was in Japan for 6 months, it was a little lonely, but I just kind of randomly stumbled upon this community while I was out there. I found this bar that was like 2 blocks away from the apartment I was living in, and from the window, like, there was like all these Stevie Wonder records, and there was like Nina Simone, Michael Jackson, also like these Japanese singers, just all this like music I had not seen. And I was like living in a town of like grandpas and grandmas, so I was like, what the fuck is this store? Like, it was like Grey Whale, but Japanese edition. So of course I walked in thinking it was a music store, but it was a bar. And I don't know, I just became friends with that bartender, and I started going like every night and just became friends with this whole community of people that, you know, might not have seen me completely as one of them, but in a different way, they were more accepting in a lot of ways than a lot of the people in the States of different aspects of my identity. And so that was a really healing time for me in Japan, actually. I wrote several of my songs off Orbit Pluto while I was there. There was like a night I was walking around by myself and I was looking up at the moon. I've always been fascinated with the sun and the moon. I always knew that that symbolism would make it into the album, but I was just thinking about like how gigantic our solar system is, and weird that I'm on the other side of the planet, like, and the moon looks a little different from here. Yeah, so Lunar came from that night in Japan. I also wrote My Love while I was out there during kind of a more lonely moment. I was trying to write a song that was a song that I wanted to hear for myself. I wanted to hear a song that was affirming of how hard the process actually is. I feel like there's a lot of self-care, like empowerment songs that are like really great, but I wanted to hear something that's like, I am still learning and that's okay. I don't know what I'm doing and that's fine. Like, I just wanted to hear something that was real. Yeah, Japan was a huge part of the process, actually, the more I think about it. Talking about race and gender, social justice, any of that stuff in Japanese was always really hard for me growing up, just because I wasn't perfectly fluent. But that 6 months in Japan was incredible because I was so completely immersed. And since I was living by myself out there for the first time, like, I was deciding where I was going to go and how long I was going to stay there. I was going out like every single night, just going to bars and stuff and talking to random people. And I just became able to get across a lot of ideas that I couldn't before. And so I was pushing myself to talk about racism in Japan, just because it's something I'm really passionate about, is trying to understand all the ways that I personally am conditioned to think about race and how fucked up all that is. And so trying to talk to Japanese people, like my own people, my own friends, about racism in Japan was really interesting. Like, people don't think about it the exact same way as we do here, but also at the same time, it's not like the States is perfect either. Like, there's so much lacking in that conversation. So, yeah, but I think what's interesting about language is I think the language is so limited in a lot of ways, but having multiple languages in my head also is really fun because I can not only like code switch between the two, but there's just entire concepts that don't exist in English, for example, that exist in Japanese, or they exist in Japanese but they don't exist in English. I really love this term that a lot more people use in Japan, like I think younger people especially, gender free, which might be more of the equivalent of what we call non-binary here, but just the free attached to it. I just love that. And when I would tell people about like my gender in Japan, which didn't happen that often, but I didn't really have the opportunity. But when that came out, like in a way in Japanese, it was easier for me to explain that it's just that my gender does not fit like the categories that we have right here. And a lot of my friends were like, oh, that makes sense. You know, but like in the States, like I got so many questions, like, what do you mean? Like, why are you just trying to be weird or like contrarian? And it's like, I'm just trying to be me. Orbit Pluto was me materializing the biggest dream I have ever had in my entire life. And that sounds really fucking dramatic, but it's the truth. Since I was a kid, I just always dreamed that I would be able to say that, like, I'm holding this CD and on this CD is me. Like, I made this, my voice is on it, my music is on it, I'm on the cover. Like, I don't know, I just wanted to experience that once in my life, and it never felt like something I could really do. And even during the process of creating it, like, I was teaching myself how to use the software, I was teaching myself how to use this keyboard, trying to understand, like, what all these chords do, practicing a lot. I never feel like my voice is good enough. I'm a huge perfectionist, so if I wasn't, you know, I might have finished Orbit Pluto, like, 4 years ago. But the reason why it took so long is because I was doing everything myself, pretty much. I did have help from some people, for sure, and I had a lot of questions for people who were in the industry, and I was lucky to have people I could ask, but ultimately I created the whole thing myself, and that took a long-ass time. But that's why I think it meant so much to me. It wasn't really about how many people were going to listen to it or how much money I was going to make from it, because honestly, I lost money making this shit. Like, I paid for everything myself and saving money for the mic. I don't know. It was just an everyday process, whether I was actually working on it or not. I was saving for it. I was practicing for it. I was learning for it. And so when I actually finally released it this year, like, it felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulders, which makes it sound like a chore, but to me it was because I've never worked so hard for something in my life, and the fact that I really did it was the thing that proved all of my self, like, kind of doubts wrong, if that makes sense. All the times in my life that I felt like I wasn't good enough, or I wasn't going to be taken seriously by this group of musicians over here, or the times that my professors didn't take me seriously because I had a really hard time learning music theory. And I don't think it's because I can't learn. I just think that my learning style must have been very different, and institutions are just not set up to give me the services that I needed to learn. So I just struggled. Like, I struggled so much in school. So everything I did for this album, I learned outside of school. I learned on Google and, like, YouTube and the internet. And it just took a lot of effort, but I did it. And I don't know. This album, like, means the world to me just because I did it. Even if no one listens to it, like, that was really meaningful for me. Searching for a way back into your heart. Boy, I got shit. Everything on it was very intentional, so, like, there's a lot of symbolism in the duality of solar. There's a song called Lunar on the other side. The very center song, West of the Sun, East of the Moon, is obviously alluding to which side on the spectrum of the album you could take. The very beginning thing I sing This is a love song for people like me who are still learning to love our whole selves. You hear the same thing at the very end. So, I don't know, the whole thing I kind of made as a story that, like, you can kind of decide which way you're taking into it. But you can listen to it from the beginning, too, and that works. It's just up to the listener. And to me, like, the process of creating the album was definitely really central to me coming out to myself as queer. But when I released it and, like, came out to a lot of people at the same time, it wasn't, like, a marketing ploy or something. It just made sense because that's just in every one of my songs, whether I'm talking about it explicitly or not. Like, even besides the words, like, the music itself, the way that I start one song a certain way, but it ends up being a completely different thing by the end, but maybe the melody comes in, but it's slower this time. Like, that's just all alluding to the fluidity that I experience in my gender, but just also in my experiences, code switching between cultures and situations, and being in one room full of people that might be more conscious about certain things, but then going to work and being in a room of people that have never heard the word non-binary in their entire life. Like, my life just feels so full of contradictions and flowing between one thing and another in one day. And so all of the music and every part of the album is symbolism for that. So the song that you're about to hear is called Mix Independent. It's a song that I wrote in 2 days, and it just flowed out of me when I first moved to Salt Lake City. Like, I didn't have a bed yet. I was in this empty-ass apartment, and I was feeling like shit. But that song means a lot to me because that was me declaring to myself my worth and also to the world in a moment of, like, just like a kind of a dark place in my life. And yeah, it's just like my anthem of independence. I don't know. And the mix is in there because I'm non-binary, and I just want people to know that non-binary people are cool as fuck too. So we're here. We're thriving. Searching for
truth, no lies, no lies. No need to rush, we can take our time. If I really wanted, we could go all night. Don't play, baby, you know I'm right. I can do things that will change your mind.
You can follow me on Instagram. My at is just marina.marquesa, which is spelled M-A-R-Q-U-E-Z-A, FYI. So I did put out physical copies of Orbit Pluto that I've been kind of quiet about, but you can buy those through Grey Whale. You can walk into any of the stores and they have it, but you can also order it online for any of the folks that are out of state. I have not really played a show since I released my album, but my first show since then is coming up on March 23rd. I'm going to be playing at the Gold Blood Collective down on State Street, and those details I'll be posting all over social media. So I'm primarily on Instagram and Twitter, but I have a Facebook as well. And yeah, someday when I have enough money and I'm not buying music equipment, I might pay for a website too.
I know that it's been a while, but this time will be different. I know who I am. I really hope I see you again. I know that it's been a while, but this time will be different. I know who I am right now. I really hope I see you again. I know who I am right now. I wanna know who you are. Only the beginning, believe me. Even dream of this when I'm...
Are you in a local band? Send in your album to reviews at slugmag.com for a review. All you have to do is attach your audio files and put local in the subject line.
Hey, if you're listening to this and you enjoyed it, please take 60 seconds to review us on iTunes. Thank you.